The following two shiurim are dedicated to Zecha Nishmas, my Rebbe Hagon Harav Henoch Leibowitz, Zecha Tzadik Levracha, who served as the Rosh Hashiva Yeshiva Chofetz Chaim in Queens for over 65 years, who was just nifter last week. Gehei Zichro Baruch. Well, welcome back to another session of the Thursday evening Musa Shir, and we are now continuing in Shara Gaiva, Orcha Sadikim, Daf Yutes. This is Shir number 6 for Shara Gaiva, and it is CD number 24. The Orcha Sadikim will now explain to us how the Yetzirah works. Imagine, gentlemen, if we had the inner workings of the Yetzirah. That gives us an insight into how he operates, and of course, once we know how he operates, then we at least have a chance, perhaps, that maybe we could overcome some of his tactics. So let's take a look what he says. Techilas tachbulos, tachbuloso shel hayetzer. He says, at the outstart of his tricks, of the Yetzirah's tricks, umakshe libo shel adamu magbio. First, he hardens our hearts, and he raises our hearts. Umamtik lo hagayva usha midos ros. And he makes gaiva, haughtiness, and all other terrible midos, mamtik, motok, sweet. He makes it sweet. So even though a person knows with certainty that acting with gaiva is sinful, afilu hachi, nevertheless, over bemezid, he intentionally transgresses it, and he becomes a bal gaiva, he shows off. Why? Here's the Yetzihara. Ki hayetzir mavir yaslibo acha hakovod. And because the Yetzihara ignites the person's heart to pursue honor. Ad shelo yochush al ha'avera. To the point that he has absolutely no concern over the fact that he is sinning. The Mesil Shisharim, the Ramchal, and the Mesil Shisharim says that kovod, honor, is the biggest incentive in the world. And we've discussed this in the past, the fact that we have our government officials, they are all, or practically all of them, are multimillionaires, certainly don't need any incentive, monetary incentive, to be in the positions that they seek out. But your picture's in the paper every single day. That is kavod, that is honor, and that is, according to Mesil Shisharim, that is the great incentive, running after honor. Av hola adam. But if this person is pure in his actions, and he doesn't intentionally become a bal gaiva, and he certainly will not praise himself or put himself under the spotlight when he knows a sin is involved, the Yetzirah is not going to give up yet. That's step number one so far. First, he tries to get us, you know, not looking. But let's say we're looking and we know it's an aver. Oz yovo hayetzer, the Yetzihara comes back. The yarim ormos, and he will perform tricks. The yaroch milchama ad moves. Listen to the language here. He will wage a war until the death. Lahapilo, to bring the person down, ulolochto, and to bring him into a trap, barishto, in his net, in the Yetzirah's net. Viyore heter, he will give us rationalizations, umaspilo svaros, shieslo mitzvah, v'sochar, almashim, ishalom, ispar, and he will give us all kinds of logical reasons. Not only reasons, but he will show us that it is a mitzvah. Literally, it's a mitzvah, and we will receive rewards, schar, by the fact that we are acting in this fashion. Now, this is the devious workings of the Yetzirah. First, he tries to get us not looking. With that kind of person who will look away if it's a sin. But let's say I'm not going to look away if it's a sin. Oh, this guy's not going to sin. Oh, he's not going to sin. So I got to convince him that sin, what's in it? It's a mitzvah. What are you talking? Your picture's going to be in the paper. And he's going to elaborate how he shows us this is going to be a mitzvah. I should have brought it in. I have something in writing at home. I saw brought down in the name of the Chofetz Chaim that this kind of midah, this gaiva, this seeking out for honor is so strong, he says, you could have a person who is a Talmud Chacham, and he walks over to a Svarim shelf, and he sees all the Svarim there, he sees the Gemaris, and he sees the Shulchan Aruch, and he sees the Mishnayos, and he sees all the Halach, all the Svarim in the world, and the Talmud Chacham stands in front of the bookcase, and he says, "Wow, this is absolutely incredible, look how much I know!" Look how much I know. I never realized it. Imagine. So you wait, but wait, he's going to show us even a little bit more what this means. But meanwhile, he's telling us that he's going to get us on the run because he's going to convince us that it's a mitzvah. Remember, we once quoted here, I forget in reference to what, but when a person repeats an Avera often enough, it's Naselo Keheter. It becomes a permissible kind of thing, right? It becomes a Heter, becomes permissible, right? Now, if that's it, what does that mean? What's the Pshat? So we explain that the pshat was Nasa lo keheter. He says the Yetzer Hara couldn't get us to commit the sin if we know it's a sin. And because your conscience, how could I do it? Somebody will find out, I'll get caught. All kinds of reasons why I shouldn't do it if it's a sin. But once he can get us to be convinced it's Nasa lo keheter, that it's a heter, whoa, it's mutter. Hey, if it's a mutter, it's a mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, so hey, why not do it? Of course, 100%. So this is along the lines that he's saying. Wait, take a look what he says. V'kach yom elo hayetzer. And this is what the Yetzer Hara says to us. Remember, gentlemen, this is going on in our either conscious or subconscious. It's going in our minds, and it can happen in a fraction of a second, and it can happen every moment of the day. Kvar higata lamalas. This is what the Yetzer Hara says. Kvar higata lamalas chochma v'chasidos. Wow, you're such a chosh of a person. You've reached a level of wisdom and piety. You know, it's shine sight. It's about time that you made an effort to find favor in the eyes of the masses. And to flatter them. Why? In order to reveal to the people your wisdom and your righteousness. Why? Kidei sheyohavucha. Because then they will love you. They'll see what a good guy you are. Oh, I want to be in this guy's company. I want to be with this guy. V'yavi l'charaya midivrei Rabbeinu. And the Yetzer Hara is going to take it one step further. He's going to, in case you suspect me, again, this is the Yetzer Hara speaking to us, in our minds. Maybe you'll think, the Yetzer Hara says to us, maybe you'll think I'm trying to get you to do something wrong. I'll quote the scriptures. I'll bring you a raya from Chazal. Look at this. He's going to bring a proof. Kol sheruach habrios nocha heimenu. There's a mission in Pirkei Avos that says, if people are happy with you, ruach hamokom nocha heimenu, then God is happy with you. So you have to show people how good you are because they'll be happy with you. Hey, this is great. You have it made in the shade. Because if they're going to be happy with you, God's going to be happy with you. Fantastic. What a recipe. Or Chasadikim says in all of this, Ra'oyal Sheker. This is absolutely sheker, falsehood. Ki osa hasvara hi anof ben hagaiva. This very logic that the Yetzer Hara is presenting to us is a connection to gaiva. Anof means a branch of gaiva. Avalinyan hazehu kamo shoma hakosuf. He says, what really Chazal mean to tell us is as follows. And of course, we're going to have to get back to that mission in Pirkei Avos and explain it. Of course, that mission seems to say, when people love you, Hashem loves you. Right? We'll have to take care of that. We'll come back. Kamo shoma hakosuf, like the Torah says, like the Pasuk says, and he's quoting from Mishlei, there's a Shlomo HaMelech speaking, Birtzos Hashem darkei ish. When Hashem has a desire for the ways of man, gam oyevav yashlim ito. Even his enemies will make peace with him. This is just an incredible insight into human nature. If anybody sitting here knows that you have about yourself that you have any enemies, anybody's out to get you, or somebody doesn't like you too much, guess what? Start acting, improving your ways, because if we improve our ways, that means Hashem will be more accepting of us. And if Hashem is more accepting of us, Hashem is going to work miracles that even our enemies will become our friends. And he explains it. And this is the explanation of this pasuk in Mishlei. Im ha'adam lo yishalel lefnei b'nei adam. If this man does not praise himself before others, v'lo yishtadel limtzachem b'neihem, and doesn't make an effort to find favor in their eyes, v'asos ha'maisav atovim, in the manner in which he conducts himself nicely, in other words, he goes about his ways in a proper fashion, but he doesn't try to impress others, v'yafal pikeinu adam oso. And nevertheless, people still love him. In other words, I'm not trying to impress anybody. And still people like me. Oh, Zohi Raya Gadolosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyev Oso. This is proof that Hashem loves him. V'zora lo ava b'libos b'nei adam. And Hashem is going to seed into the hearts of others this love. V'sam lo shem tov al l'shonam. And he is going to place your good reputation on their lips. And we know, gentlemen, it's clear as day. Shem tov kishemen tov. There is nothing better than a good reputation. You can have all the money in the world, but if you're known in the community as a louse, your money ain't going to help you. You can be poor as a church mouse. But if you have a good reputation, shem tov, mishemen tov is good than good oil. More than Texaco. You know what I mean? This is more than all the Arab states put together. Good reputation. Listen, gentlemen, what this pasuk is telling us, the Ralbag. The Ralbag says that this person has a good reputation, not because he's prompting people so that they will think he's good, but he has a good reputation because he acts like a mensch. He goes about his way the way a Jew should. He acts properly. He conducts himself, in a good fashion. Without prompting people, not realizing that people are watching him. He's doing it because he has to do it. And then people get to like him. And that's how he develops his reputation. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to put love in the heart of even a person who hates you. It's an amazing thing. Now let's go back to the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. What did the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos say? That the Yetzirah was quoted. That if people are happy with you and Hashem is happy with you. Of course it's true, those words. But the Yetzirah interpreted the words of the Pirkei Avos as meaning, if you can get people to like you, then Hashem will like you also. Look what the Yetzirah tried to do. That's not what it means. It means, if people like you, Hashem will like you. How do people get to like you? Not because you got them to get you to like you. That's not what you did. They like you because they like you, because it's well deserved. You act like a mensch. People like you. You got a good reputation in town. But it has nothing to do with the fact that you tried to prompt them to get them. Amazing, the Yetzirah. It's so close. Look at the raya he brings from Pirkei Avos. If people like you, God will love you. God will like you. So whatever it takes to get people to like, that's what the Yetzirah said. Whatever it takes to get people to like you, do it, because then you'll be on God's good list. That's the Yetzirah. If something is done for the sake of haughtiness itself, it is better not to do it. They tell a ma'isa about a chazan, a great chazan, who came for a prabha, for an audition in the shul. And all the members of the shul were invited to come and listen, to hear out the chazan, and and judge him, on his merits. So they did it, and the place is packed, hundreds of people. And after the chazan goes through his piece, so the president of the shul asks him to step out, in a side room, and he gets back up to the bima, the president, and he says, okay, by a show of hands, who thinks we should hire this chazan, who thinks he was good, who should hire? Every hand goes up in the audience. He thinks. And then he says, okay, hands down, is there anybody here who thinks that he wasn't good? And we shouldn't hire him. One guy sitting in the back raises his hand. So the president says to him, screams out, says, what? You really think he wasn't good? We should not. The guy was Givaldi. He was fantastic. Wow. And look at the majority. I mean, everyone thinks he was great. So the guy calls back, what are you talking, Mr. President? Of course, I thought he was great also. But if I would have raised my hand the first time, nobody here would have known that I'm here tonight. So now everybody knows I'm here. So I'm going, the guy was Givaldik. The question here is being asked, what about the Lamed Vav Tzadikim, who are 36 Tzadikim in every generation that are hidden? Nobody knows. So are they beloved by Hashem? Nobody else loves them. You know, they're unknown. So the explanation is, they're known. The only thing that they're hidden about is the fact that they're one of the Lama of Tzadikim. But the fact that they're good and righteous people, that they know, you're not going to get anywhere being a Lamed Vav Tzadik if you're not a pretty good guy, right? You know, it's like the Mises told. I heard a Mises, somebody, I want to get the name straight. Who was it? Somebody, this Mises brought down by Rav Yitzchak Zilverstein. That's the brother-in-law. The brother-in-law of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. I think, am I getting it straight? And the son-in-law of Rabbi Yoshev. Rav Yitzchak Zilverstein is the Rav Harashi of Ramot Elchanan in Eretz Israel. And he asked the stipler. He writes that he asked the stipler. He says, "I don't understand. I gotta believe that Rav Shach, this is when Rav Shach was alive. Rav Shach, it's gotta be that Rav Shach is one of the Lamed Vav Tzadikim. It's gotta be. But how could it be? Because we know the Lamed Vav Tzadikim are hidden. Everybody knows Rav Shach. So make up your mind. Is he one of the Lamed Vav Tzadikim? Seemingly he should be. He's way up there. But on the other hand, he can't be because everybody knows him and they're supposed to be hidden. So Rav Shach, the disciple said, Rav Shach is definitely one of the Lamed Vav Tzadikim. But what we know of Rav Shach is nothing compared to what he really is. We really don't know him. So he is hidden. So on the same vein, the fact that Lamed Vav Tzadik, one of the Lamed Vavniks is, you know what I mean, is not known as a Lamed Vavnik. You know what I mean? Proof of the pudding is, as far as we know, somebody sitting around this table here this evening is one of the Lamed Vav Tzadikim. Could be. If they're hidden, that means they're hidden. We don't know. You know, what makes a tzaddik? Some people think a tzaddik is, you know, you got to be dressed in a certain way. You got a chveis, daven a 3-hour shmon esrei, you know. A tzaddik is a righteous person. You got to be pretty righteous. But it could very well be that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is not judging these Lamed Vav Tzadikim compared to other people, but compared to themselves. You know what I mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't judge us based upon other people. He judges us based on our potential. If you have a person, it could very well be a person who has a certain potential and is very close to that potential. Wow! Then maybe he rates to be a tzaddik, one of the Lamed Vav Tzadikim. Let's continue. The MS here, and he says, truth be told. Sheyesh kama b'nei yodom. There are many people out there. Hane'ehovim labrios. That are beloved by other people, VaKadosh Baruch Hu sonam, and Hashem hates them. Kishe'enam mekayimim es hamitzvos. If these are kinds of people who don't fulfill the mitzvos, and listen to the words, Ki'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ohev, Hashem doesn't love anyone. Elo lomdei Torah mekayimim osa. Only someone who studies Torah and fulfills what is written in the Torah. So, you'll tell me, he says, there's a person out there that everyone loves. Yeah, why does everyone love? Maybe because he lends them his fancy car. Maybe because he gives them money. You know, he flatters them. That's why everyone loves him. But, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like that kind of person. Only a person who does what we're put on this world for. And we're put on this world to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu. And you have to be within that category. And if you're in that category, Hashem will see to it. By nature, it's going to happen that other people are going to get to love you. Even one's enemies are going to get to love you. Okay, gentlemen, we'll continue next week. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.